The Orillia Youth Center received a record-breaking donation from local Tim Hortons franchises following the popular coffee chain's annual Smile Cookie campaign. Orillia, Severn, and Oro Medonte Tim Hortons raised more than $62,000, with the help of customers, during the Sept. 19-25 campaign. The donation is the largest to come from the local cookie campaign to date, which sees 100% of proceeds from its Smile cookies donated to a local charity on an annual basis. Tim Hortons broke national records this year, as well, with over $15 million raised for more than 600 charities across the country, bringing its grand total to $92 million raised since the campaign began in 1996. Tim Hortons officials presented the Orillia Youth Center with a check on Tuesday morning. Local franchisee Jen Adams said the youth center was selected for the work it does to support youth in a time where mental health supports and recreational opportunities are harder to come by and more important than ever. "It's just a safe haven for youth to go to, and there's been a lack in our community for that," Adams said. "There's definitely been a problem with youths, with their mental health, so we decided that would be something to pay attention to with our Smile cookies this year." Youth Center manager Kevin Gangloff said the funding will go a long way to support its programming. "It's just incredibly gratifying, the support from the community around this year's campaign," Gangloff said. "Every single thing we offer at the Youth Center is 100% free of charge for youth. Being open 7 days a week and offering programming outings, this money allows those opportunities to be open and removes that barrier, so all youth can be involved daily." The Orillia Youth Center provides space for youth to gather, as well as a variety of programs and outings, ranging from cooking programs to downhill skiing, for local youth with a broad spectrum of needs. "It can be an educational cooking program tonight, going to the movies tomorrow night, to providing food, for youth that maybe aren't eating healthier, regular diets," Gangloff said. "The money's amazing. It'll go a long way in supporting the work that we do." In 2019, its last full year of programming, Gangloff said the youth center received 16,000 visitors. "The funding will help the center's programming continue to flourish," he said. "On any given night, there can be 5 youth here to 35 to 40 youth," he said. "That's what's so neat about a transitional space like a youth center where youth can come and go as they see fit. Most of our outings and activities that we do, we have sign-up lists, and 99.9% of them have waiting lists because they do fill up every night. The space is busy and it's being used, which is great to see."